Behind the scenes of the recent primary election was a fight over South Dakota's Republican Party. Two people, a current and former lawmaker, targeted a dozen primary races. Their goal, to defeat what some call an ultra-conservative group of Republican candidates. As SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports, the stakes are high. The new lawmakers will shape the state legislature for the next decade.
State Senator Lee Schoenbeck has been around state politics for more than 40 years. The Watertown Republican has been in and out of the state house and pier since 1995.
You get to know a lot of people and you get a sense for who's going to help move the process forward the best.
Lacking a primary challenger, Schoenbeck decided to get involved in a big way. He raised money to support some Republican candidates over others, but his move has a larger cause, the soul of the state's Republican Party.
And so they were judgment calls I made about people I know that I wanted to see serving.
Schoenbeck spent more than $15,000 in personal and campaign committee funds. The money went to back Republican candidates he says are solid public policy people.
The legislature needs more credibility, and to get there, it needs good people. There are a lot of good people there, but there have been these aberrations, and we just need to get past that.
Schoenbeck says he backed primary candidates running against members of an alternative Republican caucus, sometimes self-described as ultra-conservative. Schoenbeck disputes it's a moderate versus conservative distinction.
There's a difference. I would say there's a difference between conservative and crazy. Some people are just crazy.
Another person who's out to reshape the legislature is former Republican State Senator Deb Peters of Hartford. She left the legislature in December of 2018. She's the founder of a political action committee called Pack and Heat. Peters targeted six primary races. Her goal? To defeat candidates who sponsored or voted for an anti-vaccination bill last session. The vaccination issue is one that Deb Peters takes seriously.
The anti-vaxxers are talking about it's a personal choice, but the problem is there's so many people out in the community that are autoimmune. Their systems can't fight off the simple things and they can't take a vaccine. So where's their personal choice?
Peters says she decided to partner with Senator Schoenbeck to make sure the right Republican leaders are in the right place. But Schoenbeck wasn't the only other contributor. Pack and Heat received $15,000 from Dana and LaDon Dykhouse. Dana is the CEO of First Premier Bank in Sioux Falls. Former Super 8 Motel CEO Harvey Jewett also tossed in dollars into the ring, both with Pack and Heat and legislative races. The Political Action Committee spent nearly $10,000 on political mailers to target those six different legislative races.
I just think it's important that we have good people running and if we can protect those good people.
One target of Pack and Heat mailers was Representative Julie Freimuller of Rapid City.
These are East River liberal elites messing in our election. And I mean, they were absolutely spreading false lies. I shouldn't even say false, it's lies about me.
Freimuller won her primary race for state senator by 4 points against Hot Springs Mayor George Cotty. Cotty is one of the candidates who got campaign support from Lee Schoenbeck. Freimuller says one of those mailers claims she's anti-tourism.
That's a bunch of garbage. I mean, I represent District 30, which is the Mount Rushmore district.
Freimuller takes issue with another mailer about mandatory childhood vaccinations. While the legislative proposal failed, Freimuller says she didn't have a position when the vaccination bill came up.
When these jerks, such as Deb Peters, and you can put that in what I'm saying, because she knowingly misrepresented both those hit postcards on me.
Freimuller supports doing away with vaccination requirements. She says her position favors parental rights, not government mandates. One West River sponsor of the vaccination bill was Representative Tom Bruner from Nisland. He was also targeted by the Political Action Committee Pack and Heat. The seven-term legislator was vying for an eighth, but lost in a four-way race.
You know, I have nothing to bellyache about other than, you know, a lot of dollars being spent. You really have to examine why. You know, what's the ulterior motive here in getting conservatives out and, you know, maybe more liberal people in.
Bruner says he'll enjoy a vacation from the legislature and imagines he'll run again, but he says the political landscape could look different next time.
And I have a feeling that some district boundary lines will change after this census.
Following the census, the incoming legislature will redistrict political boundaries. Some say the debate over how to define the party is a good thing. Dan Lederman is chair of the state Republican Party. He says some districts are more conservative, others are more moderate.
That gives the Republican Party a very good, diverse field of folks that have different political views, but we all wear the same hat. We're all Republicans, and sometimes we wear the hat. Some people wear their hat sideways or backwards or flat or tipped up.
There's another motive behind Senator Schoenbeck's mission to reshape the state legislature. He will go after the Senate President pro tem position. That person makes committee assignments in the Senate and selects what committee bills get a hearing in. Those moves can affect which bills get passed. Schoenbeck's drive to bring credibility back to the state house isn't stopping with just Republican candidates. As for whether he'll back any other party candidates in the general election, Schoenbeck says,
I think the fall will be interesting. Stay tuned.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.